Episode 1428, Love is More Than a Feeling.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I pray that you are snuggled in warm. Winter has hit. Yes, we've got cloudy skies, but my heart is very warm, and I hope yours is too. It's Relationship Builders Day. Love is more than a feeling. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, today is a very special day. It is my father's birthday. And even though he has gone on into heaven, I celebrate it. It's his heavenly birthday now. And I could think of what I really wanted to talk about today on such a special day. And I thought, you know what? With him being a pastor, with him being a chaplain in the military, love is more than a feeling. He gave and married so many people, but he also sat in his office or in a room at the hospital or at the bedside at a home or on the front porch or in the cornfield near a tractor. And there was those discussions of, what do I do? I feel like I've fallen out of love. I don't get where I'm going. It just doesn't feel right anymore. When you think about it, what does love mean to you? And remember, love is more than a feeling. Definitions of words can be easy to ramble off, but you can stop anyone in their tracks when you ask them what love means. At first, they say something like, well, you can't put love into words. You just know. It's love. Yet why are breakups and divorce rates so high? Why are there separations? Why is the family falling apart? Maybe you've experienced this too. Maybe you've had these thoughts going, am I really in this for the right reason? What is love? So what do you know? Why did you fall in love with your sweetheart? There are moments I question that myself, but usually it's in response to me being upset about something not going my way, and I find myself shaking my head and understand this is very normal. We have those moments. And that's the key there. It's looking at it as a moment, not as days upon days upon years. I want you to look at, though, the bigger picture. What does love mean to you? You might chime in with, well, it's an attraction at first, right? It's that unexplainable, nervous-like feeling you get when you first saw your sweetheart. However, love is more than a feeling. If we acted only on feelings, we would mess up all the time. We would be messed up. Feelings are misleading. You can go from being upset to being totally rolling on the floor with laughter in just minutes. Feelings are a reaction. What love needs is a thoughtful response. Respond, not react. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to respond, not react. But you know what? Most of us are what? Reacting, guilty as charged. I react a lot, and I did so very early on in our marriage. And over time, that began to wear down even the hope in our marriage and the connection between myself and my husband. Think back to a situation where you reacted quickly without much thought. You see, feelings encourage a reaction, right? It's that knee-jerk reaction, the patella reflex. It happens before you give it thought. It's automatic. You know, you talk about being a robot. Well, that knee-jerk response, oh yeah, it's automatic. And so we just go, rawr! You know, it's that lion after that prey. A response, though, is careful, thorough consideration. It's thoughtful. You have time. Right? Time is placed between the situation and your follow-up. This allows you to be more thoughtful as to your approach, a little less fight and a little more consideration, a little more respect. Respond, not react. That brings respect. And how do you do that? What does it really look like in the real world, in real life? Well, I can tell you, I was one who, I was the lion on the prey. I could be just totally exhausted after taking care of all the children, nursing the youngest one, homeschooling them, working in the community and volunteering at the church. I probably spent, and I kid you not, 15 to 20 hours a week minimum of volunteer hours at the church. And during the seasons of when I was actually conducting the Praise Kids group, I was basically almost a full-time volunteer. I would put in more than 40 hours of work, whether it was at the church or at home. I was always doing something. And that really bothered my husband. Not that I was working for the church on a volunteer basis. That's not it. It's that I was never around when he was finally around. And I didn't get that. I was like, well, don't you want me out there volunteering in the community? Yes, he did. But he also wanted to know and learn about his wife. And you see, when we got married, we didn't expect to have children as quick as we did. He was still in school, and we ended up having two by the time he graduated with his doctorate degree. And then more came after that. And it was just like always on the go. And he was in the position of furthering his career, which we both agreed with. And that wasn't anything that I held against him and he didn't hold against himself. It was just our life and where we were. But the thing is that when it came down to it and he wanted time with me, I was the one who was like, oh, well, you're not being considerate of me. And so I would just pounce. I was the lion on the prey. I would react all the time. And I really had to learn, how can I respond more carefully, more lovingly? How can I show respect to my husband? I thought I was respectful, but it was just kind of my quick, you know, way of reacting as to, okay, got to put this fire out. I got to put it out now, and I don't want to deal with it. I have so many other things to deal with. And so I would just jump before really thinking it all through. So what does it look like in the real world? Number one, give thoughtful consideration to the situation or the circumstance at hand. And what that means, honestly, is that you're going to think about it before you open your mouth or before you actually act upon what you're thinking about. Give yourself a time out. You know, we give it to our kids. We put them in time out. A lot of times we need the time out. So give that space so you can have that thoughtful consideration. You can process it more. Number two, look at the situation from all perspectives. You see, if I would have understood where my husband was coming from, I probably wouldn't have been the one to jump on him so quickly. I would have been like, oh, wait, okay, I get where you're coming from. So you want to spend time with me? How can we make that work? Instead, no, I was upset because I'm like, you don't want me to do this? This is good for the community. It's good for our children. It's good for our family. This is what I'm good at. And you want to take that away from me? I was being what? Selfish. Look at the situation from all perspectives. And when you do that and you give that space, you have that time to do that, to look at all the perspectives. And if you don't understand the perspective, then ask those questions so you get the perspective from the other person in the situation. And finally, number three, respond with a heart-mind connection. It can't be just one or the other. You gotta connect it together. Because sometimes if our heart just acts, it can be a mess. Sometimes if our mind just acts, it can be another mess. You got to meld them together. That's why we have our mind too. We're not robots. God did not create us as robots. We're not made just to react. In certain circumstances, oh yes. If we're fighting for our life, yes. But when we're in a fight for our marriage, we have to take a step back. We have to respond, not react. Love is more than a feeling. Love is an action. It's a verb. It requires us to do something, but not to pounce. It requires us to be respectful of our partner. So let me ask you this. How are you loving in your marriage? Where can you love more with responses and not reactions? As you go through your day, I want you to think about the situations that you're in. Maybe you'll be making lunch and all of a sudden he'll say something to you and you're like, oh my gosh, I just answered that like 2 hours ago. Okay, it was 2 hours ago. Would it hurt you to tell him again? I get it. I have those repetitive questions and I'm like, was he not listening? Maybe he wasn't listening. Maybe he was distracted by his phone or he was distracted from a child. But you know what? You get that too. Maybe not as often. I get it. You're perfect, right? Okay, I'm not making light of the situation. What I am trying to do is to get real with you. And that is, love is more than a feeling. You have to be intentional when it comes to your relationship. Or I'm telling you, you'll be sitting on the porch or in the cornfield near the tractor or in the hospital at the side of the bed. And it'll be my dad there as you ask the question, what do I do when I've fallen out of love? You see, that's not a situation that I want you to be in. I was put in that situation. My husband came to me and told me after I pried it out of him because I knew something was wrong. And I said, what is it? Would you just tell me? And I probably carried on for like 30 some minutes. I mean, it was tough pulling it out. And finally, he looked at me and said, I've fallen out of love. Love is more than a feeling. It takes intentional work on a daily basis. I get it that love is tough. I get that marriage is tough. No relationship is perfect. My husband will tell you that. And he will tell you that he's not perfect and I'm not perfect. And we work on it daily, intentionally, together. We also work on it apart because we as individuals have to grow. But you also have to grow as a couple. Where are you in your marriage? How are you loving in your marriage? It's a question we all need to answer. And this is the season of love, right? It's Christmas. So I want you to ponder those questions. And if you're wanting to dig a little bit deeper, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. I would love to walk beside you and help you where you are right now. I know it's tough. I've been there. I don't want you to have to walk alone. So if you're wanting and desiring that help, you don't know where to turn. You don't even know, like, you kind of want to keep it secret that you're even having these thoughts or you're having these struggles in your marriage. I get that. But you don't need to do it alone. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you. Love is more than a feeling. Love is action. What action are you taking today? It's time to train for life and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.